It's Friday, which means it is time for StoryCorps. Next week marks the 25th anniversary of the world's biggest art heist. Two men posing as police tricked a night watchman into letting them in to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. They made off with $500 million worth of art. The thieves have never been caught, and the art was never recovered. The guard who opened the door that night was Rick Abbath, who sat down with his wife at StoryCorps.
At the time of the robbery, I had just dropped out of Berklee College of Music. I was playing in a jam band and working night shift at the museum. I was just this hippie guy who wasn't hurting anything, wasn't on anybody's radar. And the next day, I was on everybody's radar for the largest art heist in history. You know, most of the guards were either older or they were college students. Nobody there was capable of dealing with actual criminals. But that night, two cops rang the doorbell. They had hats, badges, they looked like cops, and I let them in. They said, "Are you here alone?" And I said, "I have a partner that's out on a round." They said, "Call him now." And they said, "Gentlemen, this is a robbery." They duct taped around our eyes and duct taped like the bottom of my chin to the top of my head. And they handcuffed me to the electrical box for 7 hours. At first, I was panicking. And then I started singing "I Shall Be Released" by Bob Dylan. I don't know how long I was singing that damn song for, but it was quite some time. They took three Rembrandts, a Vermeer, a Manet, a bunch of sketches by Degas, and two of the Rembrandts. They cut them out of the frames. So even if they get the paintings back, they'll never be the same. And I feel horrible about that.
You ever feel embarrassed about it?
More than anything else, I'm angry about it. I don't want to be remembered for this alone. I'd like to be remembered for the good things I've done. I'm a husband. I'm a father of two really cool kids. But they're saying it's $500 million worth of artwork. And ultimately, I'm the one who made that decision to buzz them in. It's the kind of thing most people don't have to learn to cope with. It's like doing penance. It's always there.
Down here next to me in this lonely crowd.
That's Rick Abbath. He spoke with his wife, Diana. Their interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, and the StoryCorps podcast is at npr.org.
All day long I hear him cry so loud.